Welcome to the Free Music Ed Podcast. My name is Steven.
And my name is Gannon.
And today we're talking about playing in a pit orchestra, like at a musical. You've done that before, right, Gannon?
Many times.
Welcome back. I nearly forgot to say, like, it's been a couple weeks and we haven't had you on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back on, I guess.
And right now, instead of being at Free Music Ed headquarters, we are at the Eastland Waverly's Coffee Shop.
Well, we just got done playing for three. Did we do 3 hours?
Yeah, I think we did about 3 hours.
Yeah, so I'm kind of tired.
It was really fun. And this is in a historic building in downtown Eastland, and there's typewriters everywhere in the room we're in. Yeah, can you guys hear that?
That one's locked up. Like, none of the keys work. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, that was...
shaking the table.
Okay, so anyway, if you hear an espresso being made, I apologize for that.
Did you just put the X in that?
Espresso?
Yes.
Eggspresso.
No, S.
S, no.
It's E-S. Espresso.
If you hear someone pouring coffee, then that's what's going on. We're in a coffee shop. Anyway, so pit orchestras.
Yes, you and I have played in many pit orchestras together, actually.
Oh, what's some of the shows you've played in, Gannon?
Let's see. I've done Oklahoma twice. I've done Brigadoon. I've done the Jewish one.
Fiddler on the Roof?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay.
Annie. I didn't do Music Man. I was gone that year.
I haven't done that one either. I've done Oklahoma and Brigadoon too. I think probably in the same pit.
Oh, yeah, back over in the HPU Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, you were in that. I was playing bass on those. What did we do last year? Or the year before last?
I don't know. Oh, wait.
Oh, it was Annie, and then before that was My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady's a fun show.
That was a good show.
So, anyway, we've done a lot of these, and most of these have been for community theaters. But you can do community theaters, and a lot of high schools have pit orchestras. Not all of them.
Why are they called pit orchestras, anyways?
Okay, so the reason they're called a pit orchestra is that ideally they are in a pit underneath the stage. So they're down where the audience can't really see them, but they can hear them, and the conductor from the pit can look up onto the stage, see the actors, and conduct the orchestra and the actors as they sing.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say they're underneath the stage. They're in front of the stage, but they're dropped way down below sea level, so to speak. Like, they're down below even where the audience is sitting height-wise. They're right. Just dropped way, way down. Unfortunately, we don't really play in a pit
Depending on your school or your community, they may not have a pit. Actually, a lot of theaters, as they're being renovated, they're removing the pits, the orchestra pits, because a lot of shows don't have orchestras anymore. They use a CD or just a piano player. And so when it comes to getting more seats in the auditorium, a lot of auditoriums choose to just get rid of the orchestra pit altogether.
And they're kind of dangerous.
That's true. If you wander off the stage into that pit, you could have a 20-foot drop.
Yeah, it's a pretty big drop on some of them. Anyways...
Right. So, anyway, that's a pit. But depending on where you're at, you may not even be in a pit. You may be off to the side of the stage or just down in the first few rows, or anything could happen.
Yeah. So, playing in a pit orchestra, I think, for me, the biggest challenge is always, especially when dealing with community groups, is being able to play with good dynamics, and especially on the soft side. Sometimes you have to play so soft, it's ridiculous.
I want you to think about a 15-piece orchestra. And there's one little girl singing a solo on stage.
Yeah.
You know, how do you compete with that? Because I, as a clarinet player, can overpower any human being, just about. So imagine 15 musicians trying to take and do this.
It's going to be the next Marvel supervillain.
Right.
As a clarinet player, overpowering people.
It's true. It's not very cinematic, but it happens.
Yes. Yeah, so you have to play just unbelievably soft, and... unfortunately, that's something that a lot of people don't spend a lot of time practicing, is playing really, really soft. And on a wind instrument, that's a huge challenge and something you should be prepared to do.
So that's probably going to be the biggest challenge in a pit orchestra, is just being as quiet as you can. Of course, some of the other challenges you're going to run into if you play woodwinds like me is that all the books are written for you to play several instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you'll have a book that says read one, and you have to play flute and clarinet and alto saxophone. And you have to switch. Sometimes you only have one or two measures to do that. And so you have to be able to play all of these instruments. You have to be able to have a stand with them all sitting on it, and then just flip between one another within a measure or two without busting your face off.
Yeah, it's pretty challenging for them. You know, as brass players, that doesn't really happen very often. The show that we're about to play, actually, I have a tuba double in it.
Really?
Yeah, but it's for one song, so I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna not play it on tuba and play it on trombone. It doesn't go ridiculously low. I think it's like a pedal G is about as low as it goes, and I can handle that, so I'm just going to play it on trombone, but it's supposed to be played on tuba. But most of the time, brass players, we're not dealing with that. The switch that we're dealing with is mute changes.
Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots of mutes. You bring your cup, bring your plunger, and bring your straight mute at least.
And don't drop them.
Yeah, and you can't drop them in the middle of the show. It's kind of distracting. But sometimes you're having to make mute changes unbelievably fast, and we actually develop techniques on how to hold mutes. Like, I hold my mute behind my left knee. I pull my leg back and hold the mute behind my left knee, and I can actually pop it in about a beat now and then hold the horn up where the mute is.
The other challenge that you've got other than these quick changes is you also have to play for a really long time. Most shows last at least 2 hours and 45 minutes or without an intermission.
Yeah, it's a 2 to 3 hour show, and like this time around we're going to play 8 days straight. With 1 to 2 performances a day, and then we get a break for a couple days, and then another 5-show weekend. And that's pretty typical. And brass players especially, man, you got to be ready. You can't walk into that going, oh, I haven't played in a couple weeks, but you're going to die if you do that.
Well, and same thing for doublers, because you wear out different parts of your embouchure playing different instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not used to playing all your instruments for a long time, man, a day where you have 2 performances and you're playing for 5 hours, it's tough. Especially on shows like Into the Woods, which is nearly completely orchestrated.
Yeah, I remember that one. That's a tough musical. Anything Sondheim, you're going to be working. That's for sure.
Something else to think about with pit orchestras, if you are having to be in a situation where you're in charge of one, is there's a few different options they have. Most of the time, a musical could be done with just a piano player. It won't be near as rich, it won't be near as interesting, and you'll lose a huge element of what makes a musical really cool. But a lot of times you could do it with just a piano player.
Oh, you could. Okay, we're going again.
All right, so you might have noticed a slight acoustical change. A bunch of people walked into the coffee shop, so now we're in the back room.
Yeah, so we were talking about orchestration. Usually there's kind of a budgetary consideration there, and it just depends on how many people they can actually afford to pay. So rarely you're ever going to have just a full-size, Broadway-size orchestra pit. There may be 2 or 3 trombone books, but only 1 trombone player, and you may be having to double across books, or I've doubled cello before, reading trombone and cello books and stuff like that, just so that they don't have to hire as many people.
But since they write the piano parts to be able to cover everything, you can almost do any show with a piano player, a percussionist, and fill in the blank on the other instruments just to create a more rich sound. So anything between 3 or 4 players to 18 players can create a really great dynamic. And personally, I think that's so much better than having pre-recorded accompaniment.
Oh, absolutely. You got a lot more freedom and movement and energy and excitement in the room and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Can you think of anything else about playing in pit orchestras?
Man, you're going to be doing a lot of reading some very difficult music. If you're fortunate enough to get the book ahead of time, practice.
A lot.
There's a lot of stuff in there that's going to catch you off guard. And one of the big things is key signature. You're going to be stuck in every key imaginable. I remember My Fair Lady had all 12 keys in it.
Just goes around.
Mm-hmm. I remember it had C flat and F sharp and everything in between. And it was a bit of a challenge as far as that goes. And, you know, directors, orchestra directors, don't put up with missed key signatures. You're in a professional situation. You cannot be missing the key. That's just given.
Speaking of that, I think I'll get ready to close this by saying, do you remember Dr. Tucker's story about playing in an orchestra and what happened on intermission? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I probably do. Keep going.
Well, here's the story, and I'm going to do a terrible job of telling it. But basically, the story was he was working with a conductor in an orchestra, and they took and had an intermission, and everyone goes on intermission. And this one girl goes out and meets her boyfriend, and you know, they hang out and do whatever people do with their loved ones during intermission, and then came back and gets back right as they were about to, you know, flick the lights and bring everybody back. Like, she sat down right before the downbeat for the second act of this musical, and the conductor leaned over to the person next to him and said, never hire her again.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's about right.
So it's, whatever you're doing, do it as professionally as possible. Show up, get back early from intermission, bring all of your equipment, don't be late.
Bring a pencil. Always bring a pencil. There's cuts everywhere. You're not going to be reading the book just top front to back like it's written. They're going to be cutting things, and there may be points where you cut out 150 measures at one time, and you're having to flip pages and mark all this stuff up, and there's a lot of roadmap work, and you're going to have extra pencils and stuff like that to take care of it, or else you won't know what's going on.
Yeah, and a lot of times they'll have a cut list or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's a really rewarding experience. Like, playing in a pit is a lot of fun. And you usually get tired after about the 10th show, and there's people that do this on Broadway for hundreds of thousands of shows even. Hundreds or thousands.
hundreds of thousands. I don't think there's a show that's running in hundreds of thousands.
I don't think so.
No. Actually, I heard a story about a bass trombone player. You remember Mike Hall?
I don't. Yes, I do.
Early band director, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of his buddies is a Juilliard guy, and he played in Cats.
Oh, no.
And he did it for like 2 years. And he said after the first 6 months, he stopped bringing the book to the gig.
Yeah.
Didn't even read music anymore. He played the whole daggum thing memorized and didn't miss a note because it's Broadway. I mean, that's how well they know that music.
Well, that being said, if you ask me, I think that playing in a pit on Broadway would be very, very tiresome unless you're doing a lot of different shows. But frankly, any chance you get to do this, give it a shot. It's really a lot of fun. I've had a great time.
Oh, every time I do it, I enjoy it.
So we're going to leave you with that this week and hope that you have an amazing week. We've got a lot of people we're going to be interviewing. We're getting ready to play in a show, The Wizard of Oz, at mm-hmm. the Lyric Theater in Brownwood. And while we're down there and both in the same town for a few weeks, we're going to try to get some interviews done with some people we're really excited about.
So yeah, should be some good ones.
You guys have an amazing week and keep practicing.
freemusica.org